Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Now, it's a name that was hard to pronounce in 2025, but won't be forgotten for years to come. Storm Éowyn was one of the most destructive weather events to hit Ireland in living history, as gusts of up to 183 kilometres per hour led to widespread destruction and weeks of disruption to electricity, water, phone and internet services. Drive Time's John Cook has been looking back at one of the biggest stories of the year with a return visit to Roscommon, where the Taoiseach faced a stormy encounter himself last January.
Why didn't you do something? Why didn't you have something in place before? You knew this was coming.
No, we did have everything.
No, you didn't. Sorry. I have no power coming until the 5th of February.
January 28th, 2025.
No power, no water, I'll tell you.
4 days after Storm Éowyn, Taoiseach Micheál Martin visits one of the first community hubs set up in response when he's confronted by those suffering in its wake.
The first priority in a storm of this severity, and it was the worst storm we've had in over 50 or 60 years, is to save lives.
What you need to do is listen to us. We know there was a planning committee. The planning failed.
My name is Rachel Connolly and we're standing at the back of my house in Clunkeen in Castlereagh.
11 months after one of the most destructive storms in living memory, I visited the Castlereagh woman who took on the Taoiseach as over 750,000 homes, businesses and farms were without power.
There's a cool breeze coming up the valley.
Okay. I thought it was windy. You're used to tougher conditions here, Rachel.
Yeah, this isn't windy. You should have been here yesterday.
And now we'll step in and it's nice to be in your warm house and to know that you have power, your dryer and every other appliance going there. When you look back on when you confronted Taoiseach Micheál Martin, how do you recall that time?
I wasn't angry and I wasn't upset. I was very, very frustrated.
You were told it was a once in a generation event.
Yes.
That the important thing was to protect life. The response was happening, the Taoiseach told you, but it takes time.
Everybody that has spoken to me was incredibly supportive. And they were like, fair play to you. You said exactly what we were thinking and feeling. And
how long were you without power in the end?
In total, we were without electricity for 24 days. We had our power back after 18 days for 2 days, and then it went again. No phone, no internet. My daughter was doing her marks at the time for her leaving cert. So that was very challenging. No ability to cook a hot meal for a family of five.
And going without water, this was getting to really tough conditions for lots of people.
Two things were the hardest. The first was the lack of water. Not being able to wash your hands, not being able to wash your children, not being able to drink a drop of water without paying for it. It was a major, major challenge. But the other thing, a much more modern problem, was that nobody had any cash. And there were no payment machines of any kind working. So a lot of people, those 2 weeks, invested in generators. But you need petrol to put in the generator. And if you haven't got a way of paying for that, you're still no better off.
As questions are raised about how prepared we are now for the possibility of other red alert warnings like Storm Éowyn, Rachel shows me some of the emergency pack that she and her family always have on standby.
So on the top of one of my kitchen presses, I always have my gas-fired little hot plate, spare gas canisters, a kettle for use on that.
And candles everywhere. They're candles, not just for Christmas.
No, no, no. We have candles. When I say candles, I just mean the boring white ones. Mm. They're everywhere.
Storm supplies like this have also been the theme for this year's must-have Christmas presents, I'm told by Rachel, and the selling point for several local raffles.
First prize was a generator.
It used to be that people would want to win a car in a big raffle at Christmas. It's a generator now. It's the must-have.
The must-have now is the top of the range, excellent quality.
You asked the Taoiseach for grants for things like that. You wanted people to be enabled to help themselves in the face of future storms. It sounds like people are doing it anyway. What would you say about the overall response, the government response since, as we may be facing into further storms?
It's hard to know exactly. I know that it was acknowledged that there is now a network of emergency response centres. A lot of learning has been taking place locally. Mm-hmm. But what I'm trying to say is I haven't seen any systematic clearing of felled trees or loose trees that may cause a problem, for example, access to roads. There's a lot of damage that has never been cleared or addressed. And so those are weak points. You know, it's only going to take another wind, and they're all back on the road again.
I don't think it'll ever be forgotten, John, but I don't think any of the lessons that should have been learned from Stornoughan were learned. We're looking at recent storms again.
The last time I met Micheál Frayne, he was handing out emergency water supplies in Ballyhadreen as station officer for the local fire service. He's also an independent member of Roscommon County Council.
We're looking at the same issues with forestry and ESB wires going through the middle of forestry plantations. You know, we're looking at the same risks that we have out there. People, very vulnerable people in rural communities that have been left isolated. So, you know, we have had a series of storms. It's becoming the norm at this stage. We have been warned about this, that with global warming, or you can blame what you like for it, but they are becoming more and more regular. But I don't think the powers that be, and I don't think that the institutions and the semi-state companies that are providing the services have really learned much from them, John. I mean, we're talking about every small storm that we're getting in the west of Ireland, and particularly this part of the country. You know, there's outages, and we're not too bad in that we can last for a few hours now, but there are people out there that are very, very vulnerable. People that are dependent on oxygen, older people, and people that are dependent on hospital beds. The hard questions have to be asked at a national level. You know, what can be done in the event of these reoccurring storms happening?
In a review published by the Department of Housing and Local Government, it's acknowledged the effects of Storm Éowyn were particularly severe and prolonged in remote and rural communities, with the National Emergency Coordination Group outlining how work has been ongoing since, including guidance on community support centres, increasing generator capacity in Uisce Éireann, and the addition of satellite communication capacity to strengthen emergency service networks and increase future resilience. In a statement to Drive Time, ESB Networks says good progress has been made in an enhanced winter 2025 grid resilience plan. Targeted timber surveying and clearance works have been progressing in 10 counties, including Roscommon, with cutting to continue in January. Caoilte told DriveTime it's engaged with ESB Networks to facilitate maintenance of electricity corridors and with other agencies to help manage storm-damaged forests safely while building resilience into the future.
And you know what, John, I hope it doesn't happen again. I really do. None of us wants to live through that particularly again. It was scary, but the storm season is increasing. You know, we can try and be in denial, and I appreciate there are other things that are very pressingly important, but it will have consequences.
Rachel Connolly there, ending John Cook's report from Roscommon. Now up next, Dermot Good is here, so get your health insurance questions into 51551 or the WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.